and life also to poison, to add the potent will of men, of women, dancing the dance of death, to murder and destroy. The waters breed the serpents of our crimes.
There shall not be found among you anyone that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 and 11.
Date?
1643. Pancras Fields. An extract from a contemporary pamphlet.
A part of the parliamentary army, being at Pancras out of London and marching, one of them espied on the river a tall, lean, slender woman. As he supposed, to his amazement and great terror, treading of the water with her feet, with as much ease and firmness as if one should walk or trample on the earth. On taking a closer look, the soldiers realised there was a plank overshadowed with a little shallow water that she stood upon, and which did bear her up. To and fro she fleeted on the water, the board standing firm, bolt upright, turning and winding it which way she pleased. When she landed, the commander of the soldiers ordered her to be brought to him, consulting with themselves what should be done with her, being it so apparently appeared she was a witch. And being loath to let her go, and as loath to carry her with them, they resolved with themselves to make a shot at her. But with a deriding and loud laughter at them, she caught the bullets in her hands and chewed them. When a carbine was held to her chest, the bullet rebounded, and a sword proved equally ineffectual. Yet one amongst them had heard that piercing or drawing blood from forth the veins that crossed the temples of the head would prevail against the strongest sorcery and quell the force of witchcraft. Well, the woman, hearing this, knew then that the devil had left her and her power was gone. Wherefore she began aloud to cry and roar and tear her hair and making piteous moans. They immediately discharged a pistol underneath her ear, at which she straight sunk down and died, leaving her detested carcass to the worms.
If your cows are not so well, if your hens are poorly, water's frothing in the well, whatever could the cause be?
Whatever could the cause be?
If your son has caught the pox, if your daughter's bleeding, shrivel are the hollyhocks, well, what could be the meaning?
What could be the meaning?
Which is it? Who is the one made the milk to curdle? Potions dark is how it's done, in the cauldron stirred well.
In the cauldron stirred well. Which is she as makes the spells? Which with spirit speaking? Which with cards who fortunes tells? Which is who we're seeking? Seeking, seeking. Which is who we're seeking?
Seek the witches, root them out. Search where demons suck them. If you are in any doubt that they are guilty, duck them.
They are guilty, duck them.
Rip her gown or find the mark used by her familiar. Find the spot or what that's dark. Mark what that can tell ya.
Mark what that can tell ya.
Witch, 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 witch.
Does she have an animal, dog or cat or rooster? Guises these of demons all serve for us to accuse her.
Serve for us to abuse her.
Which is
she as makes the spell, which with spirit speaking, which with cards and fortunes tells, which is who we're seeking, 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 which is who we're seeking.
Witches out on broomsticks ride, to their evil revel they raise the corpse that lately died to dance before the devil.
Little Johnny, he was lost,
as was my Matilda,
born he found in River Tust. Who can guess who killed her?
Kill her, kill her, who can guess who killed her?
Something that my husband said, soon his mouth was foaming. Doll with pins stuck in its head, found the witch's home in.
Found the witch's home in. Witches she has makes the spells, witch with spirit speaking, witch with cards and fortune tells, witches who we're seeking, 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 witches who we're seeking.
Witch, 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 witch.
Date 1703. Kentish Town. From the journal of William Woodhouse, Magistrate.
An old man living at the Castle Inn gave out that he was bewitched by one Osborne and his wife living in a cottage in the fields. They were, in fact, inoffensive people near 70 years of age.
It was cried in all the neighbouring parishes that they were to be tried by ducking on such a day. When, about noon, a great concourse of people to the number of 1,000 appeared in the town.
The mob demanded these unhappy wretches at the workhouse. On being acquainted that they were not there, they pulled down the pails and walls, broke all the windows and demolished a part of the house. After searching the chimneys and ceilings without effect, they seized the governor, hauled him down to the stream, and declared that they would drown him and fire the whole village, unless he delivered these poor creatures into their hands.
The mob ran up and down with straw in their hands and were going to put their threat into execution had they not found the two unhappy persons who were concealed in the vestry room near the chapel.
They immediately seized these miserable creatures, stripped them stark naked, tied their thumbs to their toes and dragged them in this shameful manner to the stream now increased by the rains.
After much ducking and ill usage, the poor old woman was thrown quite naked on the bank, almost choked with mud, and expired in a few minutes, being kicked and beat with sticks even after she was dead. And the poor man lied long dangerously ill from the treatment he received.
To add to their barbarity, they put the dead witch, as they called her, in bed with her husband and tied them together.
Two men were arrested for murder. One, Wallace, was hanged at the spot where the murder had been committed.
But the infatuation of the people was such that they would not be seen near the place of execution, insisting that it was a hard case to hang a man for destroying an old woman that had done so much injury by her witchcraft.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Exodus 22, verse 18.